It should be one of the friendliest places in the world.
那应该是很一个
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us.
And then Target.
然后还有 Target.
Best Buy is number 5.
Best Buy 是第五位。
If you want to avoid violence,
那你要远离这不利暴力的事件。
If you want to avoid all the lines,
你要远离这个人龙。
You wait till tomorrow.
你就等到明天。
Tomorrow is what's called.
明天叫什么
？Cyber Monday.
所以你可以再网购。
They say there will be at least 135 million people shopping this weekend.
所以这个周末会大概有上百万的人会购物。
Individuals may spend up to $800.
每个人平均会花费大概800块以上。
And it puts a lot of money into our economy. They spend a total of $630 billion.
是把很多的钱投入了这个经济上面了。
But I think it's sort of ironic.
但是我觉得是很
funny.
是很讽刺。
That on Thanksgiving Day, we sit around the Thanksgiving table.
在感恩节的晚上，我们就围绕着我们的桌子。
And we give thanks for all that we have.
我们为着我们所拥有的来感谢。
And then on Black Friday,
然后黑色星期五，
we run out to the store and buy all the things that we think that we need.
我们都出动去抢购我们想以为我们想要的东西。
And we think that Christmas is like a birthday for us.
然后我们就把圣诞节觉得是我们的生日。
But Christmas is not your birthday.
那圣诞节不是你的生日。
Unless your birthday is on December 25th.
除非你的生日是在12月25号。
Christmas is the time we celebrate the birth of Christ.
圣诞节是我们来庆祝耶稣的受生。
But it's more than just Jesus' birthday.
不过这也不光是他的生日。
If you read the stories of the birth of Jesus in the Gospels,
要是你在四福音上读到关于圣诞节的故事，
you have all these mini stories, smaller stories.
你看到很多的小的情节。
Story of Mary, a virgin who was chosen to bear the Savior of the world.
譬如说，童贞女玛利亚，怎么样被挑选来，为耶稣诞生的生母。
You have Joseph, a man who Mary was promised to be his wife.
然后我看到约瑟，玛利亚本来要许配给约瑟的。
And he was about to divorce Mary.
然后约瑟快要把玛利亚休了。
We have John the Baptist.
我们又看到施洗约翰。
Who said, "I'm not the Messiah."
他自称我不是弥赛亚。
But I'll point to the one who will be.
但是我会告诉你哪一位是。
We have shepherds in the field.
我们也看到野地的牧羊人。
We're visited by angels.
然后天使来了。
And told to go to this city, to that stable, to find that child.
然后教他们去哪一个城市，到哪一个马槽去找那个新生王。
What do all these stories tell us about Jesus?
那所有的故事究竟告诉我们关于耶稣的哪一些事情呢？
But in particular, what do these stories tell us about worship?
其实这些故事都告诉我们敬拜。
And what do they tell us about our own hearts?
是告诉我们我们的内心的状况是怎么样的。
I'd like to focus on the story of the wise men.
我今天要聚焦在博士的身上。
So in the birth of Jesus,
所以在耶稣出生的过程中，
the Virgin Mary is visited by an angel and told that she would bear the baby Jesus.
我们知道天使来向玛利亚显现，告诉她她会生一个婴孩。
Joseph is visited by an angel, told not to divorce Mary.
然后神的使者也去见约瑟，叫他不要休了玛利亚。
The shepherds are visited by angels, told to go visit the baby Jesus.
然后天使也去向牧羊人显现，教他们去敬拜那个耶稣。
And then we have the account in Matthew chapter 2 with the wise men.
然后你到翻到马太福音第二章的时候，我们就看到有东方的博士。
And many of us have seen the pictures of baby Jesus surrounded by Mother Mary and Joseph.
我们大家都大概看过一幅图画，这是小耶稣在当中，然后他的一边是他的父母亲，然后另外一边是牧羊人。
And on one side are the shepherds.
另外一边是牧羊人。
On the other side are the wise men.
还在另外一边是博士。
And they're all in this barn.
然后他们就挤在这个马槽里面。
That is not a biblical picture.
但是那不是圣经里面所记载的。
The shepherds visit.Baby infant Jesus in a stable.
那牧羊人的确是去看到圣婴在马槽里面看到他。
Right when Jesus is born.
就是刚刚耶稣出生的时候就去看到他了。
But when we have the story of the wise men.
但是当我们谈论到东方博士的时候。
They visit Jesus in a house.
他们看到耶稣的时候是在一个房屋里面。
And they visit a child.
然后他们所看到的是一个幼小孩。
So when the wise men show up on the scene,
所以当东方的博士出现的时候，
It's probably many months after Jesus was born, and Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus have moved to a house.
大概耶稣的是耶稣已经出生好几个月，所以耶稣跟约瑟跟玛利亚都已经从马槽搬到一个房子里面去了。
So the wise men travel from their country and make an entrance into the city of Jerusalem.
所以东方的博士从他们的国家出发，来到耶路撒冷。
And Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 and 2 describe this.
然后马太福音第二章第一第二节这样说。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”
And so they say, "We have seen a star when it rose and have come to worship him."
所以他们说，我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
Worship is actually the goal of every single person in this passage.
所以来拜他是这段里面每一个人的中心。
Whether they believe it or not.
不管他们信与不信。
They may not all worship the same person.
可能他不是都是拜同一个人。
But they're all seeking to worship.
但是他们都有一个目的，就是要拜。
And I want you to remember this.
我想大家都记住。
That our hearts...are formed by what we worship.
那我们的心是被我们所拜的东西来构成的。
Our hearts are formed by what we worship.
我们的心是被我们所拜的东西来构成的。
So what you place central in your life,
所以你把什么放到你的生命中的中心,
what is most important to you,
那是什么你最要紧的东西,
what you will live and die for,
那你为什么活，为什么亡？
That is what you worship.
就是你所拜的东西。
And that which you worship shapes your heart.
所以你拜的那个东西会构成你的心机。
Let's look at the main characters in this passage.
那这段里面的主角。
First character we'll look at is Herod, King Herod.
第一个我们要看希律王。
About 60 years before Jesus was born, Rome...captures this whole area. They are the superpower of the world.
大概在耶稣出生六十年之前，罗马帝国就已经占领了那个地方。
So they capture the city of Jerusalem, the area that we would call Palestine and Israel today.
所以由罗马帝国占领了耶路撒冷。还有现在我们叫巴勒斯坦的地方，就是现今还有现今的以色列国的地方。
And Rome handpicks local rulers and puts them in place there.
然后罗马帝国他自精挑细选的把他的一些领袖放到当地去做王。
So a man named Herod is appointed to be king over that region.
所以有一个人叫希律, 就被任命做当地的王。
Herod is not a Roman.
希律他不是罗马人。
Herod is not a Jew.
他也不是犹太人。
He's what we would call an Arab.
其实他是亚拉伯人。
And his family converted to Judaism.
但是他的家庭就改信了犹太教。
Herod likes to call himself the king of the Jews.
希律他喜欢叫自己做犹太人的王。
Now, like all politicians, there's a good side to Herod.
那其实希律王他也有他好的一面。
He expanded the temple.
他把耶路撒冷的殿扩建。
And this greatly pleased the Jews.
那令到犹太人很欢喜。
Because that was their central place of worship.
因为是他们的敬拜的中心所在。
He built a harbor at the coastal city of Caesarea.
他也在撒里亚的地方建造一个港口。
He built many fortresses.
也建造很多的堡垒。
Created a clean water supply for the city of Jerusalem.
然后为了耶路撒冷城, 设水利, 让他们有干净的水。
However, there were no elections in those days.
不过在那个时候没有, 选举。
There were only appointments by Rome.
只有罗马的任命。
Or successions when the person in office dies or is assassinated.
或是当在位的人, 去世, 或是被, 暗杀的时候, 就有, 继任。
So this brings out the bad side of Herod.
因此也把希律的坏的一面带了出来。
He becomes paranoid.
他是有, 边狂症。
He's always afraid someone will assassinate him.
他每时每刻都, 恐惧有人被会暗杀他。
He kills three of his own sons.
所以他把他子三个儿子杀了。
His own uncle.
还有他自己的叔叔。
Multiple cousins.
还有, 同辈的, 堂或是, 表兄弟姐妹。
He puts to death his favorite wife, Miriam.
还有把自己最喜爱的太太也杀了。
He had 10 wives, so 9 were still left.
因为他有10个, 太太, 所以9个还生存。
He kills one of his mother-in-laws.
还有把他其中的岳母也杀了。
He has a high priest drowned.
他也把一个, 大祭司立毙。
So later when we read that Herod orders the killing of children, it is not out of character for him.
所以后来我们看到他去逃杀这些婴孩的时候, 我们也不会出乎意料之外。
The emperor of Rome, Caesar Augustus,
这个, 罗马的大帝, 奥古斯丁凯撒,
said that he would rather be Herod's pig than his son.
曾经说过, 宁愿做希律的猪也不愿做他的儿子。
Remember, Herod claimed to be Jewish. So pigs are unclean. They will not touch pigs.
你记得吗? 因为希律王他说他只是犹太人，所以他犹太人是不会碰猪的。
Particularly in the last 4 years of his life, Herod became extremely paranoid.
特别他在他最后四年的时候，他的, 鞭职更厉害。
He executes 300 of his own military leaders.
他处决了。 在军中的300个长官。
He executes many religious leaders when they predict.
他举决那些, 属灵的领袖。
That Herod's throne will be taken from him.
要是他们说, 他会, 神会把他的, 王会拿走。
So this is the person of Herod.
所以这就是希律王。
Let's talk about the wise men.
我们再来看东方博士。
Sometimes you may think of them as kings. We sing the song, We Three Kings.
有些时候你会觉得他们应该是王, 因为, 我们都唱东方的王。
They are not kings.
但是他们不是, 并不是王。
They are high officials in the king's court.
他们只是在王帝的殿里面的高官。
Sometimes you'll see the word magi.
有些时候我们会说他是博士。
Sometimes that means astrologers.
其实他应该是翻译出来是占星家。
But what these men did was they studied astrology.
但是他们其实研究星象
astronomy，
还有天文
and ancient writings，
还有古籍。
They come from the east，
他们从东方来。
So in that time, the east would be the nations of either Persia or Babylon.
所以那个时候的东方应该是波斯或是巴比伦。
But how do they even know about this prophecy?
但是为什么他会知道这个预言呢？
It is thought that Daniel had a great influence upon them.
那我就想，其实是但以理对他们有极大的影响了。
So 600 years earlier,
因为在远在600年前,
when Daniel was in King Nebuchadnezzar's court,
当但以理在尼布甲尼撒王的殿中,
Daniel was appointed to be in charge of wise men.
但以理是这些智囊团的领袖。
So anybody who was an astrologer or an astronomer,
所以凡是占星家或是天文家，
anybody who interpreted dreams,
能圆梦的，
anybody who could solve problems,
能解困忧的，
anybody who studied the ancient writings,
研究古籍的，
were under Daniel's supervision,
都在但以理的管辖之下。
So it's a very good chance that Daniel influenced them with the Jewish prophecies.
所以很有可能是但以理把犹太的预言告诉了他们。
It's possible that these wise men in our Matthew chapter 2 were of Jewish descent.
其实也有可能这个马太福音第二章里面这些博士很可能是犹太裔的。
But we don't know that for sure.
但是我们不能肯定。
It's more probable that they were influenced by Daniel 600 years earlier.
不过很有可能他是600年前已经被但以理所影响到的。
So they have studied the prophecies, they've seen the star.
所以他们研究过这些预言，他们看到这个星象。
And there's a debate about what the star actually is.
然后又有争议说这个星到底是怎么样一颗星。
Is it a real star?
是不是一颗真的星星？
Shooting star?
或是流星？
Is it two planets coming together?
可能是两颗星聚集在一起。
The important thing is that they say it is his star.
无论怎样，最要紧的是他的星。
The star of the king of the Jews.
这个星是属于犹太人的王的星。
And so when they arrive in Jerusalem, they are noticed.
所以当他们来到耶路撒冷城的时候，他们都被注意到了。
Sometimes we think it's three wise men riding on camels entering the city of Jerusalem.
有些时候我们想象到是三个东方博士骑在骆驼背上进城。
First of all, how many wise men were there?
首先你知道有多少个博士吧？
We know there are three gifts.
我们知道有三份的礼物。
But scripture never tells us how many wise men there were.
但是圣经里面从来都没有说过有多少个博士来到。
It's probable that there were a dozen or more wise men who traveled with them.
很可能有多到十几个博士一起来。
And they traveled in a caravan.
然后他们是一个团队的来。
They travel over a long distance, so they need many supplies.
因为他们要经过很长的旅途，所以他们需要很多的补给。
And they carried with them valuable gifts.
他们也带了很多贵重的礼物。
So they needed people who give them security also.
所以他们也需要一些保安。
So it was a very, very, noticeable long caravan.
所以就成了一队很长很大的队伍。
And they will come in very formal.
然后他们是正正统统的进行。
They will wear glamorous priestly garments.
然后这些博士也穿得很堂皇严肃。
And they will come in a procession.
然后他们是浩浩荡荡的来。
And the most important will go first down to the least important.
是从位高的博士到最位低的博士。
And this is the way they came into the city of Jerusalem.
他们就是这样子向着耶路撒冷进发。
And this is why they got noticed.
就是因为这样子，所以他们就引起注意。
Let's talk about the chief priests and scribes.
我们再看这个祭司长跟文士。
The chief priests and scribes are not wise men.
那祭司长跟文士他们不是博士。
They're not astronomers.
他们不是占星家。
Not astrologers or dream interpreters.
也不是天文家，也不是圆梦者。
They themselves are Jews in academic positions who interpret and teach the Hebrew text.
他们本身是犹太人，是学者，是来解释跟教导那个希伯来的文化的。
You can think of them as Christian seminary professors.
他们就等同基督教里面的神学家。
So the texts that they would study are the Torah, which is the first five books of the Old Testament.
他们学教授的这是摩西五经。
Books about the poetry.
还有诗篇。
Historical books.
还有历史书。
And the books on prophecy.
还有大先知、小先知书。
So they were experts in the law.
所以他是这些律法的专家。
They taught it.
他们教授。
They interpreted it.
他们解释。
And they applied it.
然后他们也运用。
So remember, they're not just any scholars.
所以要记得，他们不是普通的一个学者。
They're scholars of their own religion.
他们是他们本身的信仰的学者。
And they know it thoroughly.
而且他们原原本本的知道。
So this is our story. Again, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
所以马太福音第二章。第一节到第二节，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”
Now news quickly gets to Herod because they are very noticeable when they come into the city of Jerusalem.
那消息很快就传到希律王的耳朵里面了，因为他们一进城的时候都受人注目。
Matthew chapter 2, verse 3 tells us this.
马太福音第二章第三节这样说，希律王听见了就心里不安，耶路撒冷和城的人也都不安。
So it's no surprise that all of Jerusalem is troubled when Herod is troubled.
听起来是一点都不奇怪，因为希律王不安的时候，耶路撒冷和城的人也都不安。
We know what type of person Herod is.
因为我们都知道希律王的为人是怎样。
So in Herod's mind,
在希律王的脑海中，
either that new king has to be killed,
除非那个新生王要被铲除，
or all the followers of that new king have to be killed.
不然的话，将来要跟随这个新王的人都要被铲除。
There will be a lot of bloodshed.
所以将来一定会有流血的事件。
And all of Jerusalem is troubled.
所以合成的人都心里不安。
So what does Herod do?
所以希律王做了什么？
He gathers his own spiritual advisors.
他把他自己的智囊团都叫来了。
And these are the chief priests and the scribes.
他们就是祭司长跟文士。
And in verses 4-6.
第四到第六节，他就召集了祭司长和文监的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处？他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记者说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
The scribes immediately quote the Old Testament.
那个文士马上就把旧约引了出来。
They quote Micah chapter 5.
他们引用了尼迦书第五章。
They're smart.
他们真的很聪明。
They studied all their lives.
因为他们整辈子都在研究。
And they know their prophecy.
然后他们也懂得他们的预言。
Then Herod gives an invitation to his wise men to come into his court.
然后希律就叫了那些博士来到他的殿中。
And then verses 7-8.
第七、第八节，当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。
See, Herod knows the town where this king of the Jews will be born.
所以希律就一早就知道那个将来是犹太人的王生在何地。
His own scribes have said he will be born in Bethlehem.
因为他的文士说他会在伯利恒出生。
Herod just does not know which child it will be.
但是呢，希律不知道哪一个小孩子是将来的王。
And so then in verses 9-11.
所以第九到第十一节，他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，切开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。
So let's look at the three groups of people that we talked about earlier.
所以我们刚刚已经谈论到三组不同的人物。
And how they worshipped or did not worship this baby Jesus.
我们来看一下他们怎么样有还是没有来拜这个圣婴。
And maybe you can think to yourself, am I like one of these people?
然后我也让大家细心地想一下，你究竟像哪一类的人？
Let's talk about Herod.
先讲希律王。
Herod has no intention of giving this new king of the Jews any sort of worship.
希律王并没有打算去拜这个新生王。
Herod believed he was the king of the Jews.
因为他相信他自己就是犹太人的王。
So, our hearts are shaped by what we worship.
我们的心被我们所拜的东西来塑造。
So Herod's worship of himself shapes his heart.
希律他要拜自己，所以就这样子塑造了他的心。
That's why he's mean.
所以他卑下。
And paranoid and cruel.
然后他偏执还有残酷。
Because the center of his worship is himself.
因为在他的敬拜当中的中心是他自己。
He doesn't even investigate if there's someone else or something else worthy of worship.
他根本就不会花时间去调查 是不否有某一个人、某些东西值得他去敬拜。
He has no desire to do this.
他并没有渴望去这样做。
And in his mind, he is the only one worthy of worship.
以他认为他是自己崇拜的中心。
So when he's confronted with Jesus, Jesus is a threat to him.
所以当他碰到这个新生王的时候，这个新生王就成为他的威胁。
And Herod will do anything to get rid of that threat.
所以希律王宁愿做出任何的行动来把这个威胁斩去。
It's not just about a king who wants to kill baby Jesus.
不光是一个想斩去圣婴的王。
We discover a man who's so wrapped up into himself that he is at the center of his universe.
其实我们看到他是一个围绕着自转的一个人。
We know Herod does not change his attitude.
我们看到希律王并没有因此改变他的态度。
The wise men are warned to go back to their country in a different way and not go back to Herod.
那博士在他们的梦中被劝不要选择原来的路回去。
Mary and Joseph are warned to flee to Egypt to run from Herod.
玛利亚跟约瑟也被神的使者叫他们要逃去埃及。
And then when Herod realizes he's been tricked,
当这个希律王知道自己已经被蛊被作弄的时候，
He sends soldiers into Bethlehem to kill every boy under the age of 2.
他就派兵到伯利恒城去，把所有两岁以下的小孩子都杀掉了。
I think there are many people like Herod.
我想很多人都会像希律王。
You may not worship Jesus.
你大概不会去崇拜、去敬拜耶稣。
But you do worship someone.
但是你却崇拜某些人。
And that would be yourself.
那可能是你自己。
You'll fight anyone or anything that is a threat to your own worship.
你会为着维护自己的敬拜去铲除所有的障碍。
That's Herod.
那是希律王。
Let's talk about the priests and the scribes.
还有这些祭司长跟文士。
They also have no intention of worshiping this new king of the Jews.
同样的，他们没有打算去敬拜这个新生王。
So they answer Herod's question about where this baby will be born.
所以当他们回答希律王这个新生王到底会在哪里出生的时候，
And they are not the least bit interested in discovering for themselves whether this is true or not.
他们也没有半点的兴趣去研究追究一下。
Remember, our hearts are shaped by what we worship.
记得吗？我们的心就被我们所敬拜的东西来塑造。
The priests and scribes like their life.
这些祭司长跟文士都很喜爱他们过的生活。
They don't need Jesus.
他们不需要耶稣。
They worship the safety and security of their positions.
他们所崇拜的就是他们的地位所带来的稳定。
Remember, these are very smart people.
记得吗？他们都是非常聪明的人。
Lots of education.
很有学识。
But no desire in their heart.To go after what they know to be true.
但是他们的心却没有渴望去寻找那个真相。
People who are like the priests and scribes.
像这个文士跟祭司长的人。
Don't want to be bothered with Jesus.
不愿意为耶稣出一点毫无都不愿意为耶稣出一点力。
You're just comfortable with life.
他们就是想过得安安稳稳。
You like your status?
你喜欢你现在的地位。
You like it that you can learn more and more about Jesus every week?
你喜欢每天每周都学懂得更多关于耶稣的事情。
And you can come and go as you please.
然后你来去自如。
But you don't want to.Be bothered with Jesus.
但是你不想耶稣打扰你。
It would disrupt your lifestyle.
因为会影响到你现在过的生活。
So we have Herod.
然后希律王。
We have the priests and the scribes.
还有这些祭司长跟文士。
Now let's talk about the wise men.
然后还有这个博士。
The wise men come with full intentions.Of finding and worshiping this baby king.
这些博士，带来的都是满心的追求，要来寻找跟崇拜这个新生王。
They travel long distances.
他们从很远的地方来到。
Face great dangers.
然后可能遭遇很多的危险。
For the sole purpose to worship Jesus.
但是他们唯一的目的是来敬拜他。
Our hearts are shaped by what we worship.
我们的心被我们所拜的东西来塑造。
And they worship the newborn Jesus.
然后他们拜这个新生王。
And even before having met Jesus,
就算是他们还没有看到耶稣之前，
You can tell the wise men are sacrificial.
你都看得出这些博士非常的肯牺牲
and willing
而且愿意
and generous
而且慷慨
because Jesus himself is sacrificial and willing and generous
因为耶稣本身就是肯牺牲是愿意的而且是慷慨的
even before having met Jesus face to face Jesus is shaping their hearts
就算是还没有亲自看到耶稣的面之前耶稣已经在他们心中动工了。
And Jesus shows us that he came down to earth and limited himself into a human body.
然后耶稣自根说我来到世上成为人。
So that he could bear the weight and the burden of our sins.
好让我把所有的 人的罪都附在我身上
and die upon the cross.
然后在十字架上为你为我死
so that we would become more like him.
好让我们都可以像他一样
We read that even those who are powerful
我们看到纵使有一些人是很有权势
and those who are influential
而且很有影响力
surrender to Jesus
都向耶稣投降
not because Jesus comes by force
不是耶稣以威胁到来
but because Jesus uses the power of forgiveness
而是他有赦罪的权利
so you cannot shape your own heart to be like Jesus
你靠你自己不能塑造把你自己的心塑造像耶稣的心一样
Your sin and your pride will cause you to stumble
因为你的罪你的自尊会令到你跌倒
But Jesus forgives all your sins and he places them upon the cross
但是耶稣可以赦免你所有的罪
So you no longer have to be a Herod
所以你就不需要再做希律王
or a priest or a scribe
或是祭司长或是文士
You can be more like a wise man
你可以像一个博士
And the more and more that you worship Jesus
当你向耶稣更多的来崇拜他的时候
the more and more your heart will be shaped like Jesus
你的心也逐渐被他塑造像他一样
Let us pray
让我们来祷告
God we thank you and praise you
神啊我们来感谢你来赞美你
that Jesus shows us that he is the true Messiah
因为耶稣让我们看到他是真正的弥赛亚
And that as we worship him,
当我们来敬拜他的时候
we become more like him.
我们更愿意更像他。
I pray for anybody in this room,
我为在座的每一位来祷告。
Who might have a heart like Herod's,
可能有一个像希律王的心。
A heart that is only concerned about themselves.
一个当时光是关心自己的心。
And I pray for people in this room who Or like the scribes and the priests.
我也为那些像文士跟祭司长的来祷告。
Who know a lot about Jesus.
我们可能知道关于很多耶稣的事情。
But have no desire to live for Jesus.
但是不打算为耶稣来过活。
For these people, Father.
为这些人见父啊。
I pray that you would cause them to come and have true worship of Jesus.
我向你祷告，愿他们都可以 来到你面前，有一个真正的崇拜你的心。
That they would understand that Jesus is truly the reason why we exist.
让他们都明白到耶稣才是我们真正存活的理由。
And that our hearts can be shaped and formed because of our love for Jesus.
然后我们的心都因为向耶稣的因为耶稣的爱来被塑造。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.